Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's head over to Bathurst and Councillor Graham Hanger's with us. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Neil.
Now, plenty been going on. Senior citizens have been raising money for the Cancer Council.
Cancer Council, yes. Yesterday they had a lovely morning tea at the Senior Citizen Centre, 10:30 yesterday morning. I went along to that one and it was a really fun morning. You know, not a lot of people there, but those that came along had a good time. And there was, as always with senior sits, there was the morning tea. I didn't need to eat lunch yesterday, I can tell you that.
Well, that's good news.
But well done to all the people, because right throughout the Central West, there's morning teas being held and various other little functions for the Cancer Council. And high five to everybody who's doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. May is the month for Australia's biggest morning tea. Now, the combined high schools were in town. There was some soccer last week, and there was a stack of kids here.
There certainly was. Yeah, there certainly was, Neil. We had the combined high school boys and girls football championships here in Bathurst. And they were playing out at Proctor Park. They were here for 3 days. The first time that combined high schools have put the boys and girls on the same time. And it was an experimental event, but it worked brilliantly, absolutely brilliantly over the 3 days. The weather was fine. We haven't had a drop of rain. Of course, the people from Sydney and North Coast and South Coast said, "What's this orange thing in the sky? It's called the sun." And they've had so much rain down there, of course. But they thoroughly enjoyed it. The quality of the grounds out at Proctor Park, well done to council for the brilliant job that they did out there. I think we worked out with one of the committee people from the Bathurst District Football who was out there that there was 30 games played in a week on the number one ground out there, the top ground. 30 games. And it looked as though, it was a little bit marked, but, you know, the council would be out there, push the divots down, and they would have played last weekend again. It's a brilliant ground, and council's done a great job to get that. And a wonderful tournament, and well done to all the teams in town. Over 300 kids, and, of course, their entourage, parents come as well. So it was good for the town, good for the district.
All right. Bathurst Winterfest, this is always big. School holidays just around the corner, and this is a big thing that happens.
Can we believe it, that it's almost July? It's the first 2 weeks of July, the school holiday. So we'll talk it about again in a couple of weeks' time, Neil. But it's certainly in the planning stages, and the ice rink will be back, and the Ferris wheel, and various other attractions and the illuminations that people can start and look out for that one. And we'll give you some information as to when the bookings start, because they really do fill up. The ice rink bookings there. It's a great event, and well done to council again.
Yeah. All right. Now, Wattle Flat. Let's head out there. There's an exhibition, the management plan is on exhibition at the moment.
Yes, that's right. Yes, Wattle Flat, one of our villages, of course. All the shires and regional councils in the district have villages that they look after, and Wattle Flat is one. And we've got a race course and a golf course out there. Would you believe that there is a golf course, and they have a regular golf Thursday morning golf tournaments out there, and the management plan for the whole of the course. We used to have an event called the Wattle Flat Bronze Thong, a race meeting out there, but yep. It became too prohibitive with insurance. It was probably the Bronze Thong will never be held again. So there's a management plan on exhibition, and we're just encouraging people to have a look at that. And as all councils do, they're sort of progressing these things, and let people have a look and see what's happening out there.
Okay, all right. Now, Heritage Trades Trails, that's wrapped up for the year, and there's a bit of a get-together, a bit of a debrief, a bit of a morning tea.
An afternoon tea it is, Neil, 5 to 8 at the Autumn Colours and the Heritage Trades Trail. And the Heritage Trades Trail, very, very successful a couple of weekends ago. And Autumn Colours is a program that goes through autumn. And we're just about at the end of autumn now, and the events that we had, we'd just like to thank the volunteers and the people who put on those events, 5 o'clock till 8 p.m. Friday, this coming Friday, the 27th of May, at the Greens on William, the bowling club there. So inviting people along to that.
Okay.
It'll be a good event.
All right. Now, we've got to give a shout-out to some towns in the Central West, namely Gulgong, Kakor and Mudgee.
Yep, and whatever order you want to put them in. Fantastic effort. Congratulations to them all. Of course, well, these are towns that won awards for the tourist towns of the year for New South Wales and all in the Central West. Can you believe it? Today's drive from Sydney, and that's the big attraction that people can go to those sort of towns, little villages, Carcor, thriving little place out there, as so many other villages are. They're getting their act together. They get their mojo back, and it's starting to happen.
Yeah, it certainly is.
People are going out to see them and have a look out there. I know my wife and I went to Carcor probably 12 months ago, and we were very pleasant. We spent the morning out there just wandering around, and it's really great. So it's been recognised, and they'll be busy most weekends.
Yeah, they're going to be busy this Friday night as well, because we are celebrating in Carcor. I'm going to be playing some music at the pub. I thought I'd throw this cheap plug in. And we'll expect everyone to come on down and celebrate the great award that they got. Top tourist tiny town. So well done to Carcor. Right. We'll see you there Friday night.
I believe that there's people queued up already to get into the pub. You know, what are we, Wednesday morning? And they can't. That'd be the go with, you know, Neil Gill and the Jets out there.
Yeah, well, something like that. Yeah. I'm with Graham Hanger. Good to chat as always, my friend. Have a good day.
Good on you, Neil. Yeah, we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.